Our story is about Eliyahu. In different times, Eliyahu appears in the world in different forms, and people don't necessarily know that they're talking to Eliyahu when they talk to him. He can take on all kinds of forms. Sometimes he shows up as a Jew, and sometimes he shows up as a non-Jew. He appears and he takes on different forms when he confronts people. So we have recountings of different encounters that Eliyahu himself recounted when he taught Rav Hanan in Tana de Eliyahu. And he told him the following, that he was once walking, and a man who was unlearned, a man who knew no Torah, came before him. And when he sees Eliyahu dressed as a learned person, so he starts making fun of him. So Eliyahu took his jest good-naturedly, and he said, "I know you're joking at my expense now, I know you're making fun of me now, but what are you going to answer when the day of judgment comes and your Father in heaven who created you asks you why you didn't learn Torah, why you remain unlearned? What are you going to say then?" And the man, he wasn't embarrassed. He gave a brazen answer. He said, "Rabbi, I have an answer. When they ask me, I'm going to say they didn't give me understanding. They didn't give me capacity to learn Torah. I'm not so smart." So Eliyahu asked him, "Tell me, how do you make a living? What's your livelihood?" And the man said, "I am a hunter. I hunt bird and fish and I sell them." So Eliyahu asked him, "Who taught you how to spin the string from the flax? Who taught you how to make it into nets? Who taught you how to catch the birds? Who taught you how to throw your nets into the water and fish the fish? How'd you learn all this? This takes talent, this takes skills." So the hunter said with pride, "Well, from heaven they gave me the understanding, I could do that. I learned all that and I'm a very good hunter too." And Eliyahu said, "Well, if you recognize that they gave you understanding to make nets and different traps to catch the birds and the fish, you think they didn't give you the capacity to learn Torah? It says in the Torah, 'Ki karov elecha davar meod.' God placed the Torah very close to each Jew, b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asoto, and He gave us each the capacity with our mouths and hearts to perform the Torah. If you'd only work at it, if you'd only work with steadiness to learn Torah, the same way you work to learn your trade, you'd also be able to learn Torah." The hunter heard what Eliyahu said, and he realized that Eliyahu was right. And he started thinking for a minute. He had thought his whole life he has a good excuse. Now he realized he doesn't have a good excuse. And the thought struck him. And he was so hurt, thinking of all the wasted time. He had assumed, "I can't do any better than this," that he started weeping. And Eliyahu told him, "Don't give up. There are a lot of people who say like you, 'I can't do it.' And they think they don't have the capacity to learn Torah. But we see that they have understanding to do their business. They know how to do their jobs. So a person can't use that claim. But a person always has the capacity to do tshuva and learn Torah. And then be a good person and grow in his Torah and good actions and yiras shemaim. You too. If you work hard at it, you'll learn Torah. You'll accomplish what you should accomplish. And you'll learn how to be not only an honest person, but even a tzaddik." And I've seen many people in my day that go through their lives with this excuse. They say, "I can't do better than this. I'm not smart enough. I can't do more." And we have to remember this story. Every one of us can do it. It's just a matter of putting our minds to it. And I heard there was a rabbi who I learned by who put out a book that was very successful. And he once commented to one of his students, he said, "If I really put my mind to it, I could put out a book like that every year." You know, so even when a person is learning, there's always that capacity to do more. There's always the area where if we take things more seriously, then even if we're learning, we could refine our learning, we could do better. So this story with Eliyahu is a story that every person has to know how to apply in his lifetime. not to pressure himself, but on the other hand, not to let himself go free and give excuses, I can't do any more than that. A person has to know, Hashem gives us the capacity to do, we just have to use it.